I will first of all say that you've given the leader of the opposition a fantastic birthday treat today as he celebrates another year. So happy birthday to Matthew, first of all. I also think it's important to point out that whilst the DUP are very quick to their feet to challenge the SDLP's vision for this island and the future of all our people, they do a very poor job in laying out their stall as to why we should remain a part of the United Kingdom. In fact, unionism is united in that course, because I've yet to hear any positive contribution from the unionist members of this House as to what has been delivered from the UK or the British government. What we hear on a daily basis, I won't right now, earlier, you had your opportunity, Steve, and it was the same rumbled old unionist line of we must remain the United Kingdom, but we can't tell you why. But they can't tell you what is wrong with the UK. They tell us every single day about how the health service is a disaster, about how our schools are crumbling, our roads are crumbling, how we're underfunded. In fact, they've just said that all we get from the British government is crumbs from the table. And in fact, you know, the DUP have never really been happy with very many British governments, particularly the most recent one, the Tories, when they were tricked into Brexit, accepted a huge cheque for nearly £500,000, and yet still can't tell us what the benefits of Brexit even have been. I won't, Johnny, because you're more than entertaining, to be honest. But I think it's high time that if we're really going to have a meaningful discussion about the future of this place, that unionism is honest with itself. The UK is a disastrous mess, and it isn't delivering for people on the ground. If you look at waiting lists, if you look at the state of our schools, if you look at the state of our roads, if you look at the state of Northern Ireland, and if it's not the British government, then maybe the DUP needs to look closer to home and how they have presided over this place for almost 20 years in government, with Sinn Féin in government, and delivered very little. In fact, things have gotten worse, much worse. And Mr. Buckley also says, Madam Speaker, earlier that people aren't talking about the constitutional question. Well, you might be right that they're not talking about it on a daily basis, but they are certainly challenging where we are today, because this place isn't working. And then I'll tell you what they are talking about, Mr. Buckley, Madam Speaker, is how useless the DUP and Sinn Féin are in government, about how useless their ministers are to deliver on anything, about how they cram in legislation at the end of a mandate so they look as though they're doing something meaningful, how they reverse then after the election, should it be car parking charges or anything else. The truth is, you two in government are the greatest advert for why we need change, why we need to move to a new Ireland, why we need to get away from this orange and green chaos of distraction, because you can deliver absolutely nothing. And I have to say, the Alliance motion is, not surprisingly, but very disappointing as well. Trying to drive up the middle of the road without hitting something is a very dangerous risk, because you need to choose which direction you're going in. And the truth about the Alliance Party is that they are irrelevant in this debate, because they are not engaging in one of the most important conversations of our time. The truth is, our people, in my very firm opinion, that our people across this island, whether Catholic, Protestant, Unionist, Nationalist or whatever, are much better off in a new Ireland situation. Much better off. And there's very clear ways, I won't, because earlier you're not even taking a position on anything right now, so I'm not letting you in either. And as for many, Nigel in the corner, he has the DUP shaken. But God help the TUV if reforms start to run in Northern Ireland, because they'll be wiped out as well. And just to remind the DUP, in 2017, Madam Speaker, I don't like reminder of this, had 10 MPs. They're now down to 5. They are losing seats. People are turning away from the DUP's continued regurgitated nonsense about how this place is working and delivering. It's not. People are worse off today than they've ever been. And that is down to you guys in government and your bedfellows in Sinn Féin. And whilst we go to Sinn Féin, this is an important debate. We are on the same page about the direction of travel for this place on this issue. But the SDLP's way will be very different in terms of persuading and bringing people forward. We're not sticking up billboards saying, let's have a border poll. Let's have a border poll tomorrow. We want a united Ireland. It's about having an actual meaningful conversation and sitting down and creating a pathway and a clear policy direction on the key issues that actually Mr. Tennyson did raise in relation to the health service or pensions or schools or those important areas.
Time's
so
up, Daniel.
It's important, folks.
Time's up.
You don't like the truth. You don't like the
Time's
truth.
Up.